If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Testing?
Testies?
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 1, 2, 3.
Nah,
I don't know shit about
fuck.
Put your balls
in
top.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit
fat
podcast.
I like
China.
Oh, yeah.
We're
retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Seat after a few drinks, and bam, the chewy motherfucker who ain't got no fingernails left because he bit him down to a stump. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Legit Bat. This is a show my buddy Sean does over at Tub Turkey called Kill Zone, and it's just kind of a rant and rave about, you know, whatever. Normally it's a lot more fired up, but we've been sober lately, so it's a little more tame. Think of it as a conversation between two friends on the phone. Enjoy. Go check out Tub Turkey.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the fucking Kill Zone. It's been a while. I've been sober, but whatever the fuck. And we got a special guest today. The lead singer of Legit Bad Podcast is here.
I don't lead sing.
Come on. He sings. He's backup and lead. He pitches and catches.
What are we angry about today?
There's a lot. I haven't been that angry because I've been sober, but the main thing is the government, obviously. There is a Peruvian gang member that was just fucking arrested today in New York. From Peru to Texas, he crossed into Texas from Mexico, was caught by ICE there crossing the border. They arrested him and let him go in the same fucking day, with a note to appear at his court. And then
later on what?
And then this was in May when they first arrested him. Now this was just recently they caught him again in New York because new information fucking came up that he's the leader of this Peruvian gang called Los Killers of some fucking town down there. He's wanted in connection to 23 fucking murders. They also arrested his fucking girlfriend, who is considered to be his right hand, which is funny anyway, because of jobs. But this is ridiculous. The same people that arrested him in May arrested him today or yesterday, whenever the fuck it happened. The story broke today. 23 fucking murders? Are we not communicating with each other? What the fuck are we doing? You're the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens, but, you know, for my fireworks ticket, I'm definitely going to have to go to court in a month or two, you know, for fireworks. But what do you want to bet they issued a bench warrant if I don't show up to that? Because I was thinking about it. This guy can kill that many people. I think I'll be all right.
Just claim you're not a citizen.
They took a picture of my license, though.
Oh, just say that wasn't you.
That is a classic line, wasn't me. What is the judge going to say that, do you think? If I just walk in there and they're like, well, we have all this evidence, and I just say, it wasn't me.
You might not even get a judge. Hell, you might not. The cops might not even show up. Honestly, it shouldn't even be worth their time, but.
Fucking hope so. But no, the migrant situation is out of fucking control. And it's not just the U.S., it's the U.K. too. And then, I mean, I know you saw that article the other day, or the video of the UK like police guy talking about how he's going to extradite American citizens if they, you know, post something on Facebook that the UK government doesn't like. Like, who do you think you are? What are you going to do? Throw tea at us? What the fuck are you trying to do?
I say, it's fix your own goddamn country. Pull the plank out of your fucking eye before you worry about the sliver in mine, you fucking retards.
Just the brass balls on these dudes to say that they're going to like arrest American citizens for posts on Facebook. You know, we fought a whole war. Remember that? It wasn't that long ago. We totally won.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you, the balls on you. Come at me, you big fag.
It's so ridiculous. I was looking up names, Scottish names the other day, and it is so skewed now that Muhammad has replaced, like, the top five names. You look at, I assume it's all of Great Britain, is like, it's all skewed Muslim because they've been talking about this for fucking years. They've been letting these fucking people in forever. They're going to change they've changed the demographic of London. Like, England is not for the English anymore. These people have been there forever. Their heritage is over 1,000 fucking years old. We're only recent. We've been around here for 260, 270 fucking years. We don't have plus our country's fucking huge. We don't have that big of a heritage. I mean, a big thing is like, oh, it's 100 fucking years old. That's cool. Or like living over here, like, oh, my house was built when they built the fucking dam. Wow, that's a long fucking time.
Well, you know, with America, it's quality over quantity. We don't have a lot of years under our belt, but we're the greatest fucking nation out there. So
it's even think about the music aspect of it too. Like, there's a song by John Lennon called Working Class Hero. That's like an entire class, a group of people that you represent. In America, the song is like working man. Like, it's about the individual. He can look out for himself. It's like what's conquering the West, what conquered the wilderness was the man, the mountain man doing it. It's not this whole, we don't have a class. I mean, we do. We have a two-tier justice and all that crap now. But it genuinely was originally about just the man. And this whole bleeding heart bullshit, like what is going on in England, it is fucking ridiculous, dude. They'd rather let rapists and murderers fucking go, which is the same thing fucking happening here, but it's such a much smaller, you know, ecosystem over there. They're letting these fucking cocksuckers go because they don't want to appear racist. You need to eradicate this fucking infestation, bro. And that sounds pretty dark. That sounds very African, but it is the case, dude. You cannot live with it. It's their fucking right. This is a mental breakdown. They have been like this since forever. It's just like the Barbary Pirates back in the day with Jefferson in the beginning of this country, because we were trading and doing. That's why we have a fucking Navy. It's the only branch of the military that we were required to have. It's written in the fucking Constitution because it protects us. Thank God we have the biggest fucking one. But they talk about that with the Barbary Pirates. We were getting just destroyed with merchants. That's what, like, the Second Amendment thing where those guys were asking, hey, can I have a cannon on this merchant ship? It's like, fuck yeah, it's the Second fucking Amendment. So they go over there and they're like, why do you, our leaders went over there, you know, a couple hundred years ago, meeting with they were the Muslims, the Moors and stuff in North Africa. Like, why are you attacking us? Why you attack us, you steal these people, and then you want ransom for this fucking shit. And they're like, well, that's our right given to us by our God. And they're like, oh, we need to fucking kill these people. They're only going to understand power because they believe it's their fucking right to do so. This has not gone away.
Yeah. Eradicating the pestilence, though, I think you'd have to have a different sort of mustache for that, right? Are you a...
specifically?
Yeah. Maybe learn a little German first, you know.
I am fond of the swastika.
Hey, don't like what it means.
What it means is what people way before the Nazis used it. That's what it means.
Yeah, the actual Indians and then the native.
Yeah, the First Nations or whatever they call themselves.
Buddhists.
The First Nations.
It wasn't just Buddhists, though. There's a lot of people that use the swastika like way before the Nazis. So,
oh, yeah. It's
all over. Impact. Yeah. We're the most notable users of the swastika.
I don't know. I'm going to start putting it on things. I'm trying to bring it back. I'm taking it back.
I mean, you already have it in your studio with the Ultra Pride flag.
Yeah, Nazi fags. Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody hasn't seen that, I mean, I'm sure you have. You put it, you know, for the Pride flags in a certain order, and it's a swastika. You got to think they did that on purpose, right?
I think so. I mean, imagery is everywhere, but it's also like number 23. I mean, if you're looking for it, you'll find it.
Yeah.
I was looking for it. And I fucking found it.
God. I like how you're still burping, even though you're not drinking.
It's non-alcoholic beer.
Still gives you the same amount of burpage.
That's why I drink it.
Nice. Just for Killzone, though, right?
Because my other half here, like, if somebody else is drinking, I kind of got to have something in my hand.
Yeah, I've been doing that when we're not drinking during the week and all that, and it's not the same having a glass of water instead of beer. It just isn't something different about it.
It is. It sucks, too, because non-alcoholic is more expensive.
Yeah, it's retarded.
I am fond of the no hangover. Even fucking O'Doul's, dude. This stuff is $10.99. O'Doul's is like $3 more.
How is that? Maybe it's because it's not produced as much.
Possibly. I don't know. I remember O'Doul's, when O'Doul's was the same price as like a high-end high-end six or 12-pack, like Moosehead or something like that. Like those really...
Yeah.
They were the same. I remember when they were $9.99. It was like, that's great. Now you're like, fucking $14.99 is a good deal. Jeez.
Fuck, dude. I remember the King Cobra and the, what was the other one? The Hurricane High Gravity was... like a maybe $2 for a 24-ounce can. And I was like 18, so it didn't matter. And they're like 8 or 9%. So I'd get like two of those for $4, buy a cheeseburger, buy weed from the cashier, and yeah, whatever else. He sold a bunch of stuff. So it was cool though. That was a good night for like $4. I was smashed. If you drink that nasty shit quick enough, you get way more smashed. It's an ornery fucking smash, too. It's not just a normal, oh, I'm drunk. It's an angry drunk. Well, for me, I know how you get angry when you're drunk. So.
Well, I just don't like anybody.
Me either.
Yeah.
What other stories you got? What else are you angry about?
Not really stories. It was just...
Yeah, we aren't doing Planet Retard, but... No. I mean, it kind of is. It's us.
Break dancing in the fucking Olympics?
Oh my God.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And I saw, to her credit, I think I saw like an interview snippet with her afterwards. And she basically said, fuck you. Like, I practiced for all of like 90 minutes or whatever. And just somehow that was the best they had in Australia. So she made it and had a blast. And she's a meme now. She's probably going to make money like the Hawk Tua girl. Think about it. She can capitalize on this.
Well, yeah. She didn't have to, you know, get all weird with it. We have a bronze medal. America has a bronze medal in breakdancing.
Did the Aussie girl get gold?
I got no fucking idea. I just read the thing that said, I was like, I saw it on YouTube and I'm like, this is not real. And then I'm like, oh, this is stupid. And then I looked up the story and it's like, America gets a medal and it's some fucking Florida guy.
Oh,
B-boy or D-boy or whatever the fuck it, probably not D-boy, but
D-bag.
Maybe. His name was Jared. But It was. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? This is real?
Yeah, I didn't know if she, I don't even know if she meddled. I really didn't care enough to check. I just saw the whole routine and it was amazingly bad. She was having fun.
Yeah.
So let her do her thing. She's probably got a cool accent.
Yeah.
To her.
Oh, yeah. No, Sheilas are always great.
Sheilas.
I just don't understand why that's a sport.
It's not. I mean, unless they change the definition or something. I haven't looked up sports in a while in the dictionary, but unless they change the definition, I don't think that's a sport.
Now,
what are we going to be doing next? Like pogo sticks? That might already be there.
Pretty extreme, though. Have you seen some of those guys where they're getting fucking like 10 feet up in the air? You're like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, I'd be scared out of my fucking shit. I mean, I've pogo stick before, but it's like six, eight inches, you know? Mm. And even that, I'm like, I'm going to fall and eat shit.
You're just 10
feet off the ground.
You're just in the zone, I guess.
You have nothing else in your life, is what that's called.
What are we doing today? I think I'm going to, you can't go get nothing because you're going to shake it up. Like, what are you going to do?
If that was an Olympic sport, that'd be pretty amazing because you'd start seeing pogo stick people like everywhere. Go down to the park, there's people just bouncing around on those things.
I think it would fad in, but I think it would fad out pretty quick.
Well, we can only hope, like most of the other events do. I'm just glad it's over. I'm so tired of hearing stories and watching videos of the Olympics. I don't fucking care.
Nobody gave a shit. They jumped the gun on that bullshit with the last supper crap. They fucking, you know, ready, fire, aim shit with that. They just went off. Like, leave that shit alone, dude, man.
It's France. It's Paris. Like, everything about that place is gay. Think about it. Croissants, super gay.
Even how baguette. You say it.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Yeah. Baguette, super gay. I mean, like, I can't think of anything in France that isn't just a little bit gay.
Even their, it's a shame, dude. It's a shame that they lost so many people in World War I. It ruined it. All their testosterone was killed in those trenches.
Oh, yeah. Well, do they have a high soy intake? I'm not sure. But I can talk shit on French people because I'm 25% French, okay? I'm almost native French, so no. Fuck yourself.
I am 25% slave. They lost millions of people. They're not a tiny country, but they're not a big country. And they lost millions in like days. Millions of people were murdered or killed in war. I guess technically it was murder. But so that genetic material of men that would stand up and fight is gone. Those people are not reproducing. Because it was a lot of fucking young kids, too. I mean, hopefully they had children, but a lot of them didn't. And so, and then World War II happens, you know, fucking 20 years later, or just shy of 20 years, or right about 20 years, I think, actually. And then you have that next generation that is not like that first generation. So you have that depleted population, and then you have all these people, like you were saying, soy or whatever the hell it is, these people that come up to fight, and they're like, I'm not feeling it, man. It's just like us now with our military. 49%. Their recruit numbers are down, Army specifically, but holy shit.
That's because they're, I mean, the people that get into the military now are gay. I mean, sorry to say it, but it's pretty gay. And then you have people, not our age really, but, you know, the younger crowd kind of coming up that would be military age aren't interested in it because they see all the fucked up shit that goes on. And they're like, I don't even want to fight for this country anymore. Like, I'm kind of ashamed of this country. I'm not going to go put my life on the line for that.
It's incredibly sad. I mean, who really wants to go work for Joe Biden? Because you got to set that shit aside. It's like, that's your job. And lots of people do it just because it's a job.
How many people in the military the last 4 years have been like, every time they see a Biden video or meme, just been like, that is my commander in chief. That is my boss. Oh, my God.
When you're in, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I said, I don't even like our boss. I mean, our supervisor's fine, but the dude, the CEO, fuck, I can't imagine having Biden as the CEO of my company. Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, even if it is just a figurehead, it's like, this is, there's no confidence here.
No, he doesn't. I mean, we talk about it all the time. He does not know where he's at. That whole situation too, how he basically got booted out and kind of admitted it a few days ago, that like, he basically said his staff was like, we don't think it would be in the best interest or something like that. And I don't even think he put out that tweet when he resigned. He puts out a tweet or an X, whatever they call it now. And that's how he resigns from the campaign. That's so fucking weird all around.
I think it was a threat. I think they threatened him.
I don't even think you really have to threaten him. Just be like, you're not getting ice cream tonight unless you sign this.
That sounds like a threat.
Well, to him, yeah.
Well, no, come on, no chocolate chip. Motherfucker took my chocolate chip away.
My butt's been wiped.
I forgot about that one.
That's an oldie now.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if Kamala is really doing this and she's serious about trying to get elected. I don't see her winning at all unless a certain, you know, set of things happen on election night.
Yeah.
Like, besides that, I don't see how she could win. If it was an honest election, then there's no way.
No, I just want to go. I want to go to one Kamala rally because I can scream. I can yell pretty good, and I want to yell, show us your tits. And then that's on every news feed.
You see that meme the other day? It said, if Kamala really is black, have her say the N-word and let the people decide.
I love that.
Well, I mean, did you see those? Did you actually see the photos from her supposed rally?
Of the plane one?
That, but then there's ones of like the actual crowd, and it's very obviously AI.
It's I saw the one with the plane, and they're like, it's probably forced perspective with that. There probably is AI. There's stuff AI'd that you can't really tell.
Some of them, yeah. Like, they're getting better at it, but still the hands, they just can't seem to get the arms and the hands right. I'll send you the picture I'm talking about, though, of her crowd.
Okay.
I mean, just all it takes is zoom in a little bit and start looking around, and you're like, this is not a photo. This is not something, someone took out a camera and snapped a picture of people. That was not what happened.
Yeah.
Whether it's Photoshop or whatever, it's not a photo.
It's going to convince enough people, though. That's the thing.
Maybe. I guess we'll find out. I mean, I didn't think Biden was going to get it in 2020 either, and look where we are. So probably should just shut up about that.
Well, I guess that's the case. I thought you're going to fly off the handle a little more. You don't get excited.
Fuck, dude. In 2024, what are you going to get mad about? Besides everything costing more and taxes going up and Kamala might be our president. I mean, he could get fired up about it, but is it going to do anything? Probably not. But it is very entertaining when you get fired up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. I like making my friends laugh.
The burps in between really make it.
Yeah. You know, I try to channel Rick Sanchez as best I can. I just don't know as much as he does. I'm like his retarded friend, Morty.
You're simple, Rick.
Mm. Yeah, everybody just feels bad for me so they don't kill me.
Come home to the taste of Simple Rick.
I like that. That was before they destroyed the Citadel. I like that one. Oh, fuck. Well, good.
Guess we can leave it at that.
All right. You want to say anything?
Use your turn signals. Also, shoot me the recording. I'll put it out on our...
No, you want the video too?
No, my angles are weird.
Okay, sounds good. All right, this has been a Kill Zone. See you next time. Fuck off.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.